remember.
Okay, so we're wrapping it up tonight. This is going to be the last year before Pesach. And we worked through some of the Inyanim in the Yad Chazaka, Yad Mitzrayim, Haggadah, from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. And there's a few other places in throughout the Haggadah that he mentions the same concept, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noyeg Klal Yisrael Lamalim Min HaTeva. And he taught us that at Yetzias Mitzrayim. So where else does he carry this message through? He carries it through in the pasuk Vayotzeinu Hashem Mimitzrayim. Which means the Gemara darshins from this pasuk that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He Himself. That Hashem Himself took us out. Right? So that was the that's the what the Gemara darshins from that, yeah? So he says like this, that throughout the Seder Hadavar, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, you'll find two terminologies. You'll find Yad Chazaka and you'll find Zeroya Netuya. Yad Chazaka literally means a strong arm. Zeroya Netuya means an outstretched. Yad Chazaka means a strong hand, and Zeroya Netuya means an outstretched arm. What is the difference between Yad Chazaka and Zeroya Netuya? So he says, Yad Chazaka is it's a strength. It's strength. So what you see is strength, right? But you don't see anything unique specifically. You just see strength. So that is referring to the makos that were within nature. So you didn't see that Hashem's ability was or desire was to treat Klal Yisrael above nature. No, you don't see that. Maybe the Klal Yisrael will be within nature. Not above nature, but I will control nature itself. So normally animals don't die, I will make animals die, right? But when you go ahead and turn water into blood, now you're going supernatural. You're not just controlling nature, it's becoming supernatural. So he says that is a whole new thing. That's called Zeruya Netuya. I'm outstretching my arm to show you, I'm much stronger than you. You've never seen this before. This is a whole different thing than you've ever seen. And Zeruya Netuya means beyond nature. And this is the first time Hashem exposed this. Now,
When did he expose it? What was the
so the
moment?
Gemara says, Vayotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out, Biyad Chazaka, Uvizroya Netuya. And you always find the Yad Chazaka and Zeruya Netuya. I think Yad Chazaka always comes first.
But when was that revealed?
During the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, specifically which Makos?
Yeah.
Specifically, more than any other one, is by the night of Mitzrayim, by Makos Bechoros. Specifically. Now, I think it's very interesting to note. I think it will be very interesting to note that that if you look in the Psukim in Parshas Va'era, when it describes the beginning of the Yetzias Mitzrayim process, it says that I'm about to do a major thing for Klal Yisrael. And look at this. It says, "Lachein emor l'bnei Yisrael ani Hashem." And I'll take you out of the labors of Egypt. And I'll deliver you from their bondage. And I'll redeem you. Because this pasuk is coming to say, what's the ultimate purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's to reveal this Zeruya Netuya. It's to reveal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Malam. And therefore, in that pasuk, in the beginning of Va'era, it focuses on that, which I think is a very Gishmak idea. Okay. He continues and he says that when the pasuk says, the Malach and the Saraf that we're talking about are different types of angels.
Right?
So what does it mean Hashem says, I'm not taking you out of Egypt with angels? Well, why do I care if it's with angels or without angels? The answer is, what it means is that it's not using the kochos of the mazel. Not using the kochos of within Teva. It's going above Teva, right? Above the mazel, and I'm doing it myself. Because it's like an executive order, right? It's not within the hierarchy of anything. It's just doing it yourself. So Hashem says that I'm not going to work with the Malach, I'm not going to work with the Saraf to get you out of Mitzrayim. That would be within the hierarchy. I want to show you that you're with me above the entire hierarchy. And that's why it was so important that Hashem take us out himself and not with an angel. Why is that so important? What would have been so bad if Hashem took us out through Malach?
There were malachim, weren't there? Wasn't there malachim in that whole deal?
They not really. They didn't do the malachim were not the ones that the angels are not the ones that took the Jews out of Mitzrayim.
Right.
Some did. Simple. Why? Why is that so important? Why that's important is because a malach has to work within the hierarchy, and within the hierarchy, the koach of Egypt is stronger than us. We wouldn't be able to leave. So the only way it works is because we're not mishubit to the hierarchy.
Okay.
Right? So that's that paragraph. Now, he later on says on the paragraph, Biyad Chazaka is Dua Devar, Vizrani Tui is Dua Cheref. What are these two things? What are these two things? This is Yad Chazaka is Dever. What's Dever? Dever is that the animals die. Okay, so that's Yad Chazaka, because that's within Teva, that's within nature. So within nature, the animals can die when they get diseases, they die, that happens, right? Okay. However, the Zroya Netuya, like you asked, the Zroya Netuya, that new Hanhaga, that new Giloy that Hashem revealed himself in a Lamala Minatava way, what was that? So the Haggadah says something very not clear. Zu HaCheref, it's the sword. Which sword? When was the sword used in Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the pasuk referring to? So he says, "Hakavana shu inyan malam
etav sheino." All this.
Basically, what he's saying is, when it says it means that Cheref means death. It's the death to the entire hashkafa of Mitzrayim. It's the death to the entire mazel of Mitzrayim, the entire sar of Mitzrayim. The sar of Mitzrayim, the mazel of Mitzrayim, would have no koyach over Klal Yisrael anymore. So the Zu'a Cherev was the Malam. Now, he doesn't say when that happened, but I think he says the Gemar, the completion of that process, was at Yamsuf. No, that was Yamsuf. But it definitely started at during the Yetzias Mitzrayim process. I would say Makkos Bechoros. I think that's what he's referring to. That's what he's referring to. So Yad Chazaka is the type of makas that were within nature. So the Tuya is the absolute death sentence to the entire Hashkafa of Mitzrayim. And that's Zua Cheref. And that was Lamal Minatava. One last thing on the sheriff is he says, Oisois.
Well, and where did the strong arm come from? Where do we see that?
That was in Dever. That was in some of the makos that were within nature.
Which makos was in nature?
So it's with Dever, with the pestilence.
Oh, right.
So animals die. So obviously it's the controlling of nature, but it could be worked within the natural process. So he says, you see a total control over nature, and then you see a new system completely. Those are the two steps.
Yeah.
Now he says one more point. He says that what was the utensil used by Moshe Rabbeinu to do the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Staff.
When was the staff created? When was the staff come from? What is it?
Was it made of sapphire or something?
Where did it come from? So the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says it was created after the first 6 days of creation, Bein HaShemashos, between the 6 days and Shabbos. What does that mean?
That's pretty heavy time.
Huh?
It's a pretty special time, I guess.
Nobody says it's the time where the world was created and the supernatural is about to begin. Because Shabbos is not part of this world. Those creations that were made at that time are the creations that bridge this world to the next.
So what else was made then?
The
tongues, maybe?
Yeah, but it says the mouth of the donkey of Bilam. The opening that Korach and his people were swallowed in. It's where Lamal Menateva touched this world.
Yamsuf?
Maybe. So,
you know what I mean by the tongs?
I do, but
you don't need tongs to make tongs.
Yeah, but I'm not sure how that fits into here.
Right.
What about tongs?
That they were created. They weren't because you need tongs to do anything with fire and
tongs.
Yeah, you need tongs to make tongs, but to make anything out of steel.
And that's Mishnah. The Mishnah says, uh-huh. but the point is, so he says, Oisu Zeamata. Because the Mata Moshe represents that bridge when the supernatural touches the natural. Unbelievable. And therefore, that was the significance of the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, it's good for the pictures, but really, in reality, that was really the simon that Hashem had that we're going to be changing the world now.
Anything going to be happening between 10 and 10:30? Or is it going to be the base measure should be in?
When?
Tomorrow.
I have no idea.
There's no idea.